Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. Now, in this lesson, we're continuing to look at por and para, these two words which both mean for, and sometimes they mean other things too. We'll concentrate on por in this lesson, and think about the other translations of por, not just for. I hope you find the lesson useful.
Okay, Cara. In terms of por, what do we have already?
We have gracias por, if we're going to say thank you for something like a present. Or we've got cambiar por, when we're going to change something in exchange for something else.
Exactly. So our examples were, first of all, with gracias, we had something like gracias por el regalo.
Gracias por el regalo.
Okay, so thanks for the present. I'm exchanging my thanks for the present that you've given me. And when we were talking about exchanging things, then we had an example. ¿Quieres cambiar tu CD por mi libro?
¿Quieres cambiar mi CD por tu libro?
Yeah, or something like that. I think it was the other way around.
Right, sorry.
not to worry. So that's exchanging things using por. Today we're going to look at a number of other situations where por is used. Some of these are in translations for, and others are in phrases, in other sort of set phrases where you would use por. Let's begin with one of those set phrases, and that is something that we've come across already. Can you remember what mañana means?
It means morning or tomorrow.
Exactly. It means morning. La mañana is the morning, and mañana is also tomorrow. Now, if we wanted to say tomorrow in the morning, we would say mañana. Can you remember what the next bit is?
Por la mañana?
Yeah, mañana por la mañana.
Mañana por la mañana.
So, por la mañana means in the morning.
Por la mañana.
Por la mañana.
Por la mañana.
How would you say, I go to the market in the morning?
Voy al mercado por la mañana.
Mm-hmm. And then in the afternoon would be por la tarde.
Por la tarde.
Or, of course, early evening. The whole thing about after lunch but before dinner. Por la tarde.
Por la tarde.
So, in the afternoon, I go to the swimming pool.
Por la tarde, voy a la piscina.
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 Okay, or piscina in Latin American Spanish. So, por la tarde, voy a la piscina.
Por la tarde, voy a la piscina.
Muy bien. And any guesses as to what in the evening might be?
Por la noche.
Por la noche. Por la noche, in the evening, I sleep.
Por la noche, duermo.
Duermo. Muy bien. Duermo, what kind of verb is that?
It's a radical stem-changing verb.
A radical changing verb, that's right. Because the infinitive is?
Dormir.
Dormir. So the infinitive is dormir, and the O of the infinitive becomes UE in the conjugated parts 1, 2, 3, and 6. Duermo, duermes, duerme, dormimos, dormís, duermen. Okay, so that's por la mañana, por la tarde, por la noche. So three examples of phrases where por has to be used. Now, another group of words or phrases which uses por is when you are sending something by a means of transport. Note that it's not when you're travelling by a means of transport, because in that situation you would use en. So, for example, we are going by car, vamos en coche.
Vamos en coche.
However, if we are sending something by plane, by air, then you would say por avión.
Por avión.
Or por tren.
Por tren.
So, for example, enviamos esta carta por avión.
Enviamos esta carta por avión.
So that's enviamos, coming from the verb enviar, E-N-V-I-A-R. Enviar una carta. Enviamos esta carta por avión.
Enviamos esta carta por avión.
But don't make the mistake of using por with a means of transport when it's you that's actually going. When you're sending something, it's fine to use por, but when you're actually travelling yourself, use en. Unless you're going by foot, in which case you say a pie.
A pie.
Voy a pie.
Voy a pie.
Okay, so that's our second group from today's lesson. Por tren, por avión, por barco. Let's think of another way of sending things here, and that could be por correo.
Por correo.
Correo is mail. Por correo.
Por correo.
So to send something by mail, enviar por correo.
Enviar por correo.
And email would be por correo electrónico.
Por correo electrónico.
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 Por correo electrónico.
Por correo electrónico.
Or indeed, you may well hear por email.
Por email.
Yeah, but you could also send something por fax.
Por fax.
And indeed, you can hablar por teléfono.
Hablar por teléfono.
Yeah, so we've got por tren, por avión, por barco.
Por tren, por avión, por barco.
And also por correo.
Por correo.
Por correo electrónico.
Por correo electrónico.
Por email.
Por email.
Por fax.
Por fax.
Por teléfono.
Por teléfono.
Okay, another situation would be when you're using the word por, when it means along or through or throughout or indeed around. Do you remember when we asked, is there a bank around here? How did we say that?
Hay un banco por aquí.
Exactly. Hay un banco por aquí. Is there a bank around here? So por, in that sense, when you're talking about location, can mean around or in some cases, for example, por la calle. Camino por la calle. I walk along the street. Por la calle.
Por la calle.
Okay. Por las montañas.
Por las montañas.
That's kind of through the mountains. Or we might say, por las playas.
Por las playas.
Along the beaches. So, caminamos por las playas durante las vacaciones. We walked along the beaches during the holidays. Por las playas.
Por las playas.
Or you can even go, por un túnel.
Por un túnel.
Por un túnel.
Por un túnel.
So, through or along a tunnel. Okay, so again, more situations where you use por, and other situations linked to this location would be por aquí.
Por aquí.
Around here. Por allí.
Por allí.
Por allí is over there. You might say por todas partes.
Por todas partes.
So everywhere. Por todas partes.
Por todas partes.
We quite often say that we're speaking to nuestros alumnos, our students, por todas partes del mundo.
Por todas partes del mundo.
Yeah, por todas partes del mundo. Throughout the world or in all parts of the world. And indeed you can also say por todo el mundo.
Por todo el mundo.
So throughout the world. Por todo el mundo.
Por todo el mundo.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. Now, if you'd like to get more out of your Coffee Break Spanish experience, then you can sign up for the full premium version of our course, and that includes video versions of our lessons, where you'll see the words and phrases on the screen of your device while you listen. There's also a set of lesson notes for every lesson with vocabulary and additional examples and bonus audio. All of our premium courses are available at the Coffee Break Academy. That's at coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Let's just go through all of those location ones again. So we've got por la calle.
Por la calle.
Por el túnel.
Por el túnel.
Por las montañas.
Por las montañas.
Por aquí.
Por aquí.
Por allí.
Por allí.
Por todas partes.
Por todas partes.
Por todo el mundo.
Por todo el mundo.
Now, the final situation that we're going to talk about today, using por, is when por means on behalf of. Okay, so lo hago por ti.
Lo hago por ti.
Yeah. So, lo hago, it, I do, por ti, on behalf of you. So I'm doing it on behalf of you. Lo hago por ti.
Lo hago por ti.
A similar situation could be when you say something like, lo hago por amor.
Lo hago por amor.
Okay, so that's sort of on behalf of love, out of love. I'm doing it out of love. Lo hago por amor.
Lo hago por amor.
Okay, take something slightly different here. If I say, for example, canto por mi amigo. Now think about that carefully, okay? Canto means?
I'm singing.
Or I sing, yeah, I sing or I'm singing. Por mi amigo.
For my friend.
Yeah, for my friend. Por means for, but in this case we're talking about por on behalf of. So I'm singing on behalf of my friend because my friend has got a sore throat. Canto por mi amigo.
Canto por mi amigo.
So, voy a cantar una canción por Antonio.
Voy a cantar una canción por Antonio.
What does that mean?
I'm going to sing a song on behalf of Antonio.
Yeah, okay. And notice the difference between that and voy a cantar una canción para Antonio.
That would be I'm singing it for him.
Yeah, not on behalf of him, but the destination of the song is him. Okay? Voy a cantar una canción para Antonio.
Voy a cantar una canción para Antonio.
Okay. So do you get the difference there between those two mm-hmm. concepts? Okay, let's compare it with regalos. Voy a comprar un regalo por mi padre.
You're going to buy a present on behalf of your father.
Yeah, because he can't get out of the house because he's too busy working or something like that. Voy a comprar un regalo por mi padre. However, if I say voy a comprar un regalo para mi padre.
It's for him, at the destination's him.
Exactly, it's his birthday. Voy a comprar un regalo para mi padre. Me va a decir gracias por el regalo. He'll say thanks for the present. Y voy a comprar un regalo para mi padre, por la mañana. Okay, so por la mañana, time, por mi padre, on behalf of, but para in this situation because you're buying it for him. Okay, I'm going to put this to the test now.
Ooh.
I'm going to test your knowledge on por and para. I'm going to give you some sentences in English and all I want you to do is tell me whether it's por or para.
Okay.
In most cases, they'll be translating for.
Okay. Right?
An easy one to start with. Number one, thank you for the present.
You would use por.
Yeah.
Gracias por.
Gracias por el regalo. Okay. Number two, can you swap that watch for this one?
You would use por again because you're exchanging something.
Muy bien. For me, a coffee.
You'd say para mí, un café.
And that would be para because the destination of the coffee is?
You.
Exactly. Number four, I'm doing it for my brother because he is ill.
You would use por because you're doing it on behalf of him.
Okay. Number five, I'm sending this by email.
Por correo electrónico because you're sending it by email.
Yeah. Number six, I'm going to Spain in order to study Spanish.
You would use para.
Because it's in order to do something, yeah? And last one, number eight. I am going to sing a song for Antonio.
Is it to Antonio?
Yeah, it's to Antonio.
Okay, you would use para.
Okay, and would Antonio like you to sing a song for him or would he prefer you to sing a song on behalf of him?
I think he'd prefer that I didn't sing at all.
So let's just go through what we've done today. We've had gracias por and cambiar por when we're exchanging things already. We then spoke about in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, por la mañana, por la tarde, por la noche. We then spoke about situations when we're sending something by mail, by train, by plane, by boat and so on. That's por tren, por avión, por barco. And remember that when you're doing the travelling by train or boat or whatever, it's en tren, okay, en avión, and so on. We then looked at situations when we're describing the location of something. Por aquí, por allí, por todas partes, and also other prepositions along the road, through the tunnel, por la calle, por el túnel. And finally, we looked at situations where por meant on behalf of. And specifically, we looked at the differences between voy a comprar un regalo por mi padre, when you're buying it on behalf of your father, and voy a comprar un regalo para mi padre, when you're buying it for your father. Your father is the destination of the gift. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.